Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Jim Cantarucci. Jim Cantarucci, two C's on the end there, jimcantarucci.com, author of Personal Brilliance. Jim, thanks again for being here. We're talking about leadership at the team level, at the task force level, as Jim says. Jim, let's take this. In the previous segment, we talked about the organic and maybe the not so elegant way that we cross train our people, and the reasons for it. But now let's take it to a little more sophisticated level, where we spend a little more time being proactive. For example, one of the things that I tried to encourage people to do while we were shut down for the pandemic, if you're paying your people anyway, which many people did, to stay home, how about some training? Wouldn't this last 2 months have been a perfect time to talk about cross training for task forces?
Yeah, and let's go beyond training, Jim. I mean, training for sure. But how about if we revitalize, we revamp, we find a better way to do things? So that's where a task force really can come into play. Let's do this particular process better, figure it out. And that's what the task force is designed to do. Figure that out, make it better. And that just makes us more effective, more efficient. And we're looking for those efficiencies all the time, right? Mm-hmm. It can save thousands, tens of thousands, even millions of dollars, right, if we find some kinks in a process and smooth those out.
Well, I agree. And, of course, when I say training, that's kind of a catch-all term for all of us understanding, having a better understanding. So what else do we need to do?
Well, I think when you put that into play, and so I'm saying be proactive, make the task force, give them a task, like let's add service to our sales offering, or, you know, let's find a way to improve customer service in this area. We give that task to the task force, and then we really have to prepare each team member and the leader of each team member who's going to participate in that task force. We help them out as a leader. We help them choose the participants. How do they backfill when they're doing that kind of work? What are the expectations, time parameters? How do we reward them? All of those types of things. In effect, as a leader, you're creating a new department, right? It's temporary. So you have to put all of that infrastructure in place for them. We need to look at each team member. What are the expectations? How should they contribute? How are we crossing boundaries?
And how do we own
that crossing of boundaries?
This task we're giving them is something that the company needs to fix or add or take to the next level or some mm-hmm. new understanding. It's not a philosophical exercise. It's a practical exercise, right?
Yeah, no doubt. This is real work. And this is the real work that gets us, by not doing it, gets us in trouble down the road or around the corner. Right. And we want to avoid that. So we're growing. This is a growth concept.
How about this? All right, folks, we need to make more profit on the bottom line, and we've cut our expenses about as much as we have cut. I know you guys all want bonuses at the end of the year, so let's divide up into task forces and take on how do we make our processes more efficient so that we can cut expenses here and there and maximize our profits. Would that be a good example of how to set something like this up?
Perfect example. And we could even correspond that to the other side and say we might be looking for additional revenue that didn't exist before.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
the contrast, both sides of the balance sheet or of the profit and loss statement can be fodder for creating task forces. And guess what? If I'm participating in that as an employee, I'm getting a sense of ownership and control mm-hmm. over my destiny here. And that's part of what leadership is about, isn't
right.
it? We want people exactly. engaged and involved in what we're doing. They own the process then.
One of the reasons why I use the expense side, process side first, even though I'm a grizzled old salesperson, mm-hmm. is that we all know how hidebound our processes can get. And how even though something is no longer relevant, we continue to do it because it's the way we've always done it. Those kinds of things just...
Somebody made a mistake in 1942, right?
So yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And I only made one that year. That's right. The idea is how do we break some of that hidebound-ness out? How do we get rid of it and make everything have to re-justify itself this year? What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, and guess who knows what all those things are? Yeah. It's the people that we're going right. to put on the task force because they're doing the work.
Probably not you,
and that's
right?
That's most important.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're not qualified as leaders to do that. Yeah.
And do you also have to be prepared to discover how the culture of the company is impacting all this?
Yeah. And I always say that we don't actually fix culture. We fix things, and culture develops, and that's mm-hmm. what we're talking about here. Mm-hmm. By doing these things, these task force activities, making these improvements, then the result is going to be the culture right. that we want.
Right.
Right? So we have to take into consideration what's happening now, what the culture mm-hmm. is now, but then we also can guide it because these folks are getting involved and engaged mm-hmm. where otherwise they might have just been punching a clock.
JimPietrucci.com is the website. Hey, Jim, good job today. Will you come back soon?
I'd love to. Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it.
Jim Pietrucci, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after this break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.